State of Fear, Disc 16.
Resolution Bay, Thursday, October 14th, 4:43 p.m. The air was filled with sound. Evans ran from the tent. Directly ahead, he saw Kenner lifting Jennifer in his arms. Kenner was shouting something, but Evans couldn't hear. He could vaguely see that Jennifer was soaked in blood. Evans ran for the Jeep, jumped in, and drove it over to Kenner. Kenner put Jennifer in the back. She was breathing shallowly. Directly ahead, they saw Sarah helping Morton into the other Jeep. Kenner had to shout over the noise. For a minute, Evans couldn't understand. Then he realized what Kenner was saying.
"Sonjung! Where is Sonjung?"
Evans shook his head.
"Morton says he's dead. Rebels."
"Do you know for sure?"
"No."
Kenner looked back down the beach.
"Drive."
Sarah was in the car, trying to hold Morton upright and drive at the same time. But she had to let go of him to shift gears, and as soon as she did, he'd flop over against her shoulder. He was wheezing, breathing with difficulty. She suspected that his lung was punctured. She was distracted, trying to count in her head. She thought it was already 10 seconds since the landslide, which meant they had 15 seconds to get up the hill. Sonjung leapt from the ship to the trees on the shore. He grabbed a handful of leaves and branches. He scrambled down to the ground and began to climb the hill frantically. On the ship, the men saw him, and they jumped too, trying to follow him. Sonjung guessed that they all had half a minute before the first wave struck. It would be the smallest wave, but it would still probably be 5 meters high. The run-up, the splash on the hillside, could be another 5 meters. That meant he had to scramble at least 30 feet up the muddy slope in the next 30 seconds. He knew he would never make it. He couldn't do it. He climbed anyway. Sarah drove up the muddy track, the Jeep slipping precariously on the incline. Beside her, Morton was not saying anything, and his skin had turned an ugly blue-gray. She yelled,
"Hold on, George! Hold on, just a little!"
The Jeep fishtailed in the mud, and Sarah howled in panic. She downshifted, grinding gears, got control, and continued up. In the rearview mirror, she saw Evans behind her. In her mind, she was counting. 18, 19, 20. From the third tent on the beach, 2 men with machine guns jumped into the last remaining Jeep. They drove up the hill after Evans, firing at him as they drove. Kenner was firing back. The bullet shattered Evans' windshield. Evans slowed.
"Keep driving," Kenner yelled. "Go!"
Evans couldn't really see. Where the windshield wasn't shattered, it was spattered with mud. He kept moving his head, trying to see the route ahead.
"Go!"
Kenner yelled. The bullets were whizzing around them. Kenner was shooting at the tires of the Jeep behind them. He hit them, and the Jeep lurched over onto its side. The 2 men fell out into the mud. They scrambled to their feet, limping. They were only about 15 feet above the beach. Not high enough. Kenner looked back at the ocean. He saw the wave coming toward the shore. It was enormous, as wide as the eye could see. A foaming line of surf, a white arc spreading as it came toward the beach. It was not a very high wave, but it grew as it came ashore, rising up, rising higher. The Jeep lurched to a halt.
"Why did you stop?" Kenner yelled.
"It's the end of the damn road," Evans shouted.
The wave was now about 15 feet high. With a roar of surf, the wave struck the beach and raced inland toward them.